Very excited to be joined by our next guest, Demetrius Andrade, WBO middleweight champion of the world, man. This is very exciting, first of all, to get a chance to talk to you, because we don't get a lot of big fights down here nationally, a lot of big buzz, championship defenses, and you're going to be down here Super Bowl week, January 30th at the Meridian, erecting a whole little venue for you, get to defend your title. It's a really cool opportunity. What are your impressions of the whole event coming down here? And like when the whole idea was swung to you that you were going to be down here, what was kind of going through your mind?
Oh man, excitement. I'm a Floridian by heart, been coming down here like pretty much all my life, doing a lot of training camps out in the Delray area, of course Miami as well. And it's great that the Zone, the network, the streaming app and Matchroom are putting fights in different states, city by city. And for me it's an honor for me to be able to kick off, Super Bowl weekend with some punches, yeah. And bunches. But it's great, and I'm excited. I love the Florida heat. I love the Florida people. And it's going to be an honor for me to show my skills and talent to, people out this way that can't get out and fly to other states and see me fight live. So this is a time where all my friends and, people that I came close with in Florida get to see me live in their own home state. So it's great. It's a moment.
Yeah, what brought you down here to train? You've been doing it a lot. Like I see on social media, training in Delray and stuff. What attracted you down here, being a New England guy?
The heat, that sun. Let's go Miami. But no, definitely. It gets cold up north, and as you get older, of course, you don't want to be shoveling snow to get to the gym and all that stuff. So usually I do my training camps down here in the Delray area, South Florida, or I also do it in California, Victor Conte in the snack facility. But Florida's great, man. I have a place here in Delray for about a couple years now, and I just go back and forth to Miami. I try to keep myself where it's like a little more low-key, humble, because it gets wired out there.
Yeah, it does. Like Delray's a little bit away from the chaos. It's nice to be taken out of the Miami, because once you get down to Dade County, it can get crazy with all the stuff. What do you know what that week's gonna be like? Because the sporting universe is gonna be down here. Is that going to be crazy? Are you going to be pulled in a lot of different directions that way? I know like you've been in big fights before, but Super Bowl is kind of a next level event that's going to be on the outskirts of it. What are you expecting?
I'm expecting myself to stay focused, do what I've been doing. I'm 2008 Olympian, three-time world champion. I'm of age and I'm responsible and mature enough to know that what's important, and that's that guy trying to take off my head, and I want to keep my head on. So therefore, all that stuff is good. I'm honored and is grateful that I'm a part of something that hasn't happened before, a fight during Super Bowl weekend. And after I handle my business and become victorious, yeah, it's party time.
You're taking on Luke Keeler. The last guy you faced was Luis Arias. You got some chance to spar with him. How is that for you, getting the chance to pick the mind of somebody who's just been in there with an opponent?
It could go both ways. I'm not really into picking a mind. It's good to, if he wants to give me some information on how he felt during that time, it's okay. But my style and Luis Arias' style is totally different. Luis Arias is a warrior, nothing to take it away from him. He is a warrior. He fought his heart out. He gave Luke Keeler a hell of a fight, too. If it was here, it could have went either way. That's how I would have judged it. But it's good that I got in the ring with Arias. I seen him grow in the amateur programs. And to see where he came from into where he's at now, he's still got a lot of fight left in him. He's always going to be a top guy to get in there with some top fighters. But sparring with him, sparring with Daniela Toretto down in Southern Florida, Miami. He's IBF champion. Yeah. He's giving me some good work. Back home, Rashidi Ellis is also IBF champion in the 140 weight division. Really fast guy. Speedy Ellis he'll make sure your ones and twos is coming out and your
lives
defense is
name.
Crisp. Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. But it's great to, get the work that I'm getting and being out here, where I can just all around train whatever time it is,
You're one of the best boxers on the planet, but as the years go on, what do you try and stay disciplined the most to keep getting better and to keep sharpening things?
You know, it's just...
Does it get old in here, man? Like, how do you stay that disciplined, you know, sharpening things that you feel like you perfected so well on such a huge undefeated record?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody has their limits. Mine is unlimited. You know, I want to get to the very top, and I know that you can be successful, but doesn't mean that's the end part. You can climb more ladders. You can break the roof and continue to see what else is going on. And for me, I know that the world is still missing out on, like, the talent that I have. You know, I'm not the most mainstream guy out there, but I soon will be. And for me to be able to become that, I got to fight like the bigger names, of course, meaning the more popular guys,
right?
You know, because I am an elite fighter. I am the greatest in my eyes. And, you know, me not getting in the ring with these guys or these guys calling me out, that must stand for something. But, you know, I have a family. I know where I need to be. I know where I want to go. And so, therefore, that's what keeps my hunger, keeps my discipline. And, like, I'm tall, black, and handsome, and I'm young. So, there isn't a time frame right now for where I feel like I had enough. No, I could keep going. My body's good. I haven't took any damages, like real damage. I don't have miles, what they say in the sport of boxing. And, yeah, I'm still fast, and I can hit, and
I know you've done everything there is to do to call these guys out. Like, one of the things I love about you, I'm a big Shannon Briggs fan. Like, I love the going to the press conferences, getting in people's faces, doing what you – when do you know that those are the moments where, like, you just want – like, when you go to those types of things, are those the things you just want to let it be known that you're doing all you can, and then – like, or are you trying to mentally get into these guys' heads? Like, what sparks when you want to do those types of things?
You know, man, how can I say? It just is all the moments. You know, I'm not that type of guy, though. I'm not that type of guy that want to, like, you know, bow down in on somebody's press conference usually or after their fight, unless it's set up that way to, like, me and you are fighting next, so I get in the ring, because I always respect the fighter, because it's not easy getting in the ring. You know,
sure.
This is the toughest sport there is, one of the toughest sport there is. So I, you know, give respect, because getting out that ring is not easy. But at the same time, if you're calling my name, if you're saying, like, you know, who's Demetrius Andrade, who's this guy, blah, 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 what have he done, I'm going to come to you and be like, hey, stop acting like you don't know, because you know. Now you're forcing me to, like, come out and get in your face and be like, don't disrespect me, like, in a way where you're disrespecting my hard work, like, knowing that I worked hard to get where I got, and you're trying to say you're better than me, or I'm nobody in the sport, but are you willing to step in the ring with me? Oh, you're not? Oh, you're not a matchmaker? Oh, okay, cool. All right. I'm glad we got that clear, people.
Have you gotten any word back? There was where Eddie Hearn threw an offer out to Charlo to get you guys going. Is there anything buzzing on that? Because you guys have been, you know, it's been squaring off a long time. And obviously be a unification match everybody wants to see.
Yeah, you know, right now I believe Eddie Hearn is probably just focused on me getting past this fight, this Luke Killer fight right now. And anything after that, we will... you know, put more attention into as far as making that deal, or even the other way around, saying, you know, Showtime offer me a big deal, and then I go over to Showtime for one fight and fight them.
Yeah.
You know, but they're running around saying that they're their own promoter. They can do whatever they want, go to from different networks. So therefore, why not come over here where, like, one, all the guys in the middleweight divisions are me, Triple G, you got Danny Jacobs, you got Billy Joe Saunders, you got Canelo. I mean, the list kind of goes on in that, and from the middleweight division on. So therefore, why wouldn't you come over here where you can tangle with the best? I guess you like being the paper champ.
But, like, from this standpoint, Demetrius, like, you being a middleweight champion and most of you guys being on, I guess, with this side of the tracks with everything, Has it been even more frustrating or you know, complicated, because, you know, you thought, like, all right, we're all here, there shouldn't be that many roadblocks, you're a big name, and honestly, like, as a boxing fan, seeing some of the guys that they've been fighting, especially with Canelo and Triple G not fighting each other, like, it makes all the sense in the world, like, it's time.
No, for sure. And for me, that's what also keeps me motivated, because knowing, like, there's only so much guys out there for me, there's only so many guys out there for them as well, and it has to happen. If I continue to beat the top 10 guys and they continue to beat the top 10 guys, it's only us left still. And then what are we going to do? Wait for the young young guys will try to come up. I'm gonna be too old then. I'm gonna be like, I want to fight you, young, hungry guys. You guys got that.
You're looking to have your retirement home in Delray by then.
Yeah, for sure. But you know, I think the window of the elite fighters are closing, and we're gonna have to fight each other eventually because you know, Canelo finally. You know, I give respect to Canelo. I respect their blueprint, their business strategy, how they're trying to become like a legendary fighter. But at the same time, who you fighting to become that? You're fighting guys that's 40 years old, Sugar Shane Mosley, Miguel Cotto, The Crusher. Like, if that's, you know, your way of getting it, I mean, hey, I mean, you know, like I said, I can't knock the blueprint of the strategy that they have in the business sense. But it's like, when are you going to fight somebody in their prime that's hungry, that's going to give boxing fans and the and also the world the greatest fights out there?
Have you felt from boxing fans a groundswell of support as the year has gone on, like, and going into this year? Because people do want to see those matchups. They do want to see all the best fight the best, and it makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for me, you know, we're fighting the toughest guys out there. You know, they might not be the most popular, but we're fighting the toughest guys out there. I'm not fighting old men. I'm not fighting, you know, guys that shouldn't be in a ring with me. I'm fighting guys that getting the opportunity to fight for a world championship title, that are also in their prime, that is on their way up, and they want to make something of themselves. Though they're in the gym every day, working hard and busting their ass to become that. And I'm fighting them guys, and so that's the difference. Is the type of guys they're fighting, yeah, they might have the name, like I said, like The Crusher, who don't, you know, he did his thing, but he's not The Crusher that we all know.
Right.
That's like me going in there with fighting Roy Jones. That's not the Roy Jones we all know, you know? So me getting that victory against an old Roy Jones, yeah, okay, I beat Roy Jones.
You got any final words for Miami out there, for people to come out and, you know, come see this show, you know? This is a hell of a card. Everybody's getting you. Tevin Farmer's on the card. Got a chance to speak with him. He's excited about it. What do you got as we're a couple weeks out?
Oh, man. I mean, listen. Through watching The Zone and Matchroom putting on boxing cards, and, like, when I say a boxing card, not just the main event, the whole card, this is a great card. You got myself, of course. You got Tevin Farmer, who is, you know, slick southpaw as well, that like throws punches and bunches, and he likes to get in the mix and give people excitement, and he's fighting a very tough fighter.
Those two are going at it as Diaz,
listen, man, that's a tough fight, and that's going to be a great fight. And then also for the, you know, the celebrity thing, for something I think is a good thing that they're doing, is like, you know, you got YouTubers on the card also.
Jake Paul's on.
Yeah,
it.
You got YouTube on the card.
How do you feel about that? Like, is that are you interested? Because I saw those guys fight the couple cards back on DAZN. I was like, you know what? For guys that aren't fighters, they put on a show.
Yeah, I mean, they're entertainers themselves, you know. And for me, what I like about it is that, you know, there's a lot of violence out here in the world. And so if two guys, like how it first escalated between, I don't know, KIS and whatever, I guess it was like some maybe real problems,
yeah,
and they sorted out their issues to go in the boxing ring, that's something I can support all the time. I don't care who you are. If you guys can make some money fighting, why not go make some money fighting? And if you can stay out the streets and do it that way, they're doing it, it's cool.
Did you if you were in a boxer, like if you could do a fantasy sport just once, like what would it be?
You know, I mean, because I'm in one of the toughest sports, man, I would have done some tennis, some golf, would have been four, you know, would have been 40 years old, 49, it's like cool. You know, sponsorship, Tiger, the black next Tiger out here. You know, I wouldn't pick one of them sports, you know. The rough, tough stuff. Yeah.
You ready to relax?
Yeah. Daddy, why? Why boxing?
Demetrius, thanks for the time, man. We're looking forward to the show.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.